Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'd like to say a huge thank you to Schwarzkopf for supporting this episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. With 125 years in the hair industry, Schwarzkopf is one of the best known names in the business. Did you know that Schwarzkopf not only invented the first liquid shampoo, but also the first hairspray? Talk about a legacy. Combining quality ingredients, impeccable craftsmanship, and the latest color and styling technology, it is Schwarzkopf's mission to inspire and enable people everywhere to tell their own hair story through products that speak to your identity, let you reinvent yourself, and inspire you to share your hair story. This year, Schwarzkopf are opening up the iconic Schwarzkopf head logo to give a glimpse into the women that use Schwarzkopf, inviting them to share their unique hair stories and the impact their hair has on their identity and confidence.
So the relationship I have with my hair right now is fabulous.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Beauty Life Lessons from Grazia with me, Annie Vischer. Today's guest is Bryony Deary, renowned Pilates trainer and founder of Pilates by Bryony, an app that delivers on-demand and live classes alongside a lot of aesthetically pleasing health and wellness content. Bryony has a loyal social media following and, as you'll see from her feed, knows a thing or two about beauty as well. In this episode, Bryony discusses her minimalist take on beauty.
Less is more when you've kind of found your thing. I love to like have that one product that does, you know, multi different things.
Talks about the power of lymphatic drainage.
I feel like it's helped my gut health, my skin, complexion, my energy, the way I feel, my confidence.
And reveals the one thing we can all do at home to wind down.
So if you're able to just completely lie with your legs up the wall and just let the blood kind of rush down, then it also mentally, it just does something.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Bryony, taking time out of your busy, busy schedule, as I know it is, to talk all things beauty.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. This is my favourite kind of conversation.
Oh, great. That bodes very, very well.
Exactly.
Well, first of all, I want to dive into your kind of beauty vibe in general, whether you're quite streamlined in your approach to sort of skincare, haircare, makeup, or whether you're constantly trying new things because you're obviously a part of this industry and there's sort of lots coming at you at once. What's your approach like?
So I like to keep things as streamlined and as minimal as possible. I travel a lot, so the little amount of products, the better. So I do try absolutely everything that I can get my hands on. I love new products and love trying different things. But I think my ultimate goal with beauty in terms of skincare, makeup, body care is less is more. When you've kind of found your thing, I love to like have that one product that does, you know, multi different things and be able to travel and not be too high maintenance when I'm on the go.
Yes, absolutely. And so time to dive into your categories. So talk to me about treatments. First of all, what treatments are your go-tos and what do you think is the biggest lesson you can teach us in this area?
So for me, I am absolutely obsessed with trying different treatments. I love to find, you know, if that was like the one thing that I could spend my money on, I think it would be that. I have lymphatic drainage every week, which has made such a difference to me. I feel like it's helped my gut health, my skin, complexion, my energy, the way I feel, my confidence. I just feel like it's such a one-stop shop treatment. I've actually just launched a treatment with Ruby because I was having them so often that we kind of created this, my dream treatment. So it starts with body brushing, which I do every day. and then it goes into the lymphatic drainage treatment tailored to you. So that would be one of my must-haves. I have that once a week. And definitely if I've just got back from traveling or if I'm just about to go, I would say that is kind of a definite go-to. I love acupuncture and cupping. Really, really rate both of those. I have an amazing guy that comes to my house, and I just find that that kind of really resets me, balances my hormones. I mean, I've had such incredible results from that. So yeah, I love that. I also quite like to, there's this new kind of TikTok trend that's like high maintenance treatments to be low maintenance. And I think that I sometimes do that. So I see Pandora Long for facials, microneedling, and that's really changed my skin. So I think treatment-wise, I can't get enough. But I would say if I had to pick one, it would be the lymphatic drainage, definitely. I think it's really helped me to change my skin. I suffered really badly with acne. Growing up, so I've noticed such a difference, and I think that is down to kind of clearing my lymphatic system and just getting on top of things and detoxing my body, basically.
Amazing. And it's such a skill, isn't it? I mean, I remember constantly having these sort of dry body brushes hung on the door of the bathroom door when I was younger, and not knowing what on earth it meant. And now we're so educated in how great it can be for you. So talk me through when it's your lymphatic drainage day, what do you do?
So the lymphatic drainage, obviously I have that as a treatment, but day to day I dry brush myself. So I start at the feet, you go in upward motion. So I'm very handsy, so I'm moving my hands, but obviously you can't see me. I would use the brush with one hand, and then I would stroke my skin with the other hand, because I like to go quite firm, so it makes it a bit more enjoyable if you're moving both hands together. So you start at the feet, you go in upwards motions, just apart from on your stomach, you go down. So I do that. If I can, I do that twice a day, morning and night. Otherwise, I mean, it literally takes 2 minutes. And I love to do that before, in the morning I have a sauna and an ice bath. So I find if I can dry brush before that, it really kind of just gets me going and helps everything in the sauna. And then the ice bath, I feel like it speeds up recovery, skin, texture, skin elasticity. I just love it. I think it's so beneficial. I also love the idea that it's kind of like ancient beauty treatments and things like that, where it's not like loads of different machines and whatever. It's such a simple tool that you can travel with. So I think there's so much to be said for that. And in the evening, I would do it before an Epsom salt bath.
God, this is the sort of routine I absolutely aspire to.
Don't get me wrong. There are some days where I'm just running around like a headless chicken, or if I'm traveling and there's no bath in my room or something like that. But I think the dry brush is quite a good thing that we can all add in, because we've all got 5 minutes.
Yeah. And you can pick one up for like £2 on Amazon, pack it in your bag. It's obviously not a liquid, things like that. So yeah, I totally agree. It's one of those accessible DIY treatments that really does make a difference. And this brings us quite neatly onto your next category, which is body care. So talk to me about your favorite body care products, how you use them, and you know, the biggest lesson you can give us when it comes to body care.
So, I mean, generally across the board in beauty and skincare, I would say SPF is just, everyone talks about it, but it's just so important. I'm still seeing girls, you know, go and have sunbeds or sit in the sun without any cream on, or whatever it might be that, you know, that creating that sun damage and trauma to the skin. So I'd say definitely a really good SPF. I love them. There's a Lancaster. Kind of like I think it's like a mist or an oil. I like the milk, but I like the invisible spray. I think it's their oil. So you just quickly kind of mist it on.
The one you shake up, it's really nice.
Yeah, it's so nice. And it's not too greasy. So I love that in terms of body care. I love Mother. I don't know if you know the brand Mother.
Yes.
But they do this body balm or body butter that is just, it smells like oranges, and it's so deeply hydrating. So I love that. And if, you know, especially in the summer, I feel like everyone's very dry and in the sunshine and everything. So it's so nice if you've been at the beach on holiday to come back and just smother yourself in that. I have a body oil with Rain, the same company that we did the treatment with. And it's a CBG and CBD body oil. So I love that. Really, really good for inflammation. And what other body treatments do I love? I have a paddle as well, which is another lymphatic drainage thing that I use. It's kind of like a giant gua sha for the body. It's really, really nice. Also, another isn't body care in terms of treatment, but something that we can all do that's free is sit with our legs up the wall. That really is like a game changer. I find it instantly relaxing, really takes the inflammation out of your legs from the busy day. And it's really nice. You can combine it with meditation or breath work and just lying there relaxing. Or if you use saunas, you could do it in the sauna. So yeah, I'm all about body care and Epsom salt baths. I just love.
The lying with your legs up against the wall has me so intrigued because it sounds like such a relaxing position. But why is it so great for you?
It's so relaxing. If you imagine like how obviously the day we are on our feet all day and everything gets so stagnant. So if you're able to just completely lie with your legs up the wall and just let the blood kind of rush down, it will just take, you know, if you injure your leg or something and the doctor says, elevate your leg. That's for the inflammation. So day to day, we get so much kind of built up inflammation and tension in our body. So if you just take the pressure off, it's just, and it also mentally, it just does something that really resets you. It's incredible. And that's why I love to combine it with either breath work or meditation, because 10 minutes of that, you just feel like a new person.
Really? Oh, I'm going to do that every single day.
Yes. Now. you could put the Kardashians on, put your legs up the wall. You can just combine it with lots of things. So yeah, I think that's a really good one to do.
See, guys, wellness does not have to be taxing. I love that though.
Exactly.
And this presumably comes from sort of things you've learned in your career as a Pilates trainer.
Yeah, I think now I'm really focused on obviously working out and filming the classes, but also recovery is so important. So I'm trying to like find all these tips and hacks and things to speed up recovery basically and be a bit more effective with my time. So that's definitely a big tip that I've found.
And we'll be back right after this little aside on Schwarzkopf, the craftsman with 125 years of expertise in hair. Leave it to Schwarzkopf to deliver colour and styling products that make way for reinvention. In the spotlight today is Schwarzkopf's Oleo Intense range, their first oil-based at-home hair colour. Infused with caring oils, you can rely on the Oleo Intense lineup to nourish your hair as it colours and leaves your lengths gleaming with radiant shine. Now with new haptic system, which creates micro bonds and strengthens the hair structure for up to 90% less hair breakage, for beautiful hair results you can see and feel. So whether you're toying with an all-out revamp or refreshing your signature look, head to schwarzkopf.co.uk to find your perfect Schwarzkopf Oleo Intense shade.
Deciding between getting your degree or building your career? Do both at Defiance College. Earn your degree while gaining real-world experience that sets you apart with their career readiness program, Jacket Journey. Apply today at defiance.edu.
I wanted to use this opportunity to briefly touch on how you came to Pilates in the first place, because I find this story quite fascinating.
Yes. So I actually discovered Pilates when I was 18 after a car accident. So I basically had quite a serious car accident where I was left with lots of injuries. I had a neck brace on, which wasn't a very good look in college, let me tell you. But anyway, I then found this doctor and he was like, you need to start Pilates. Your core is so weak, you need to build this foundation and this strength for you to move in a completely different way. Obviously, when you're 18, you're not, you kind of just like goes in one ear and out the other, but I was so desperate because I was on such strong medication. I was taking Tramadol at the time and obviously just in such bad pain every day. And then I started Pilates kind of more as a, from a rehab sense to heal my injuries, and then got really into it. And then again, just at that age, kind of like fell out of it. You know, you're just trying every thing that gets thrown at you at that age. So I kept finding myself going back to Pilates when I wasn't quite happy with what was going on mentally or in my body or whatever. I always kept going back to Pilates. And then it wasn't till just before lockdown where I was like, I can actually be a teacher. I could do this. I just want to get my teacher qualification just for myself. I never really had any kind of big business plans with it. I just wanted to get that qualification. So it was from that injury. And basically I was in chronic pain every single day. Honestly in tears. I remember I was going to work on the train and like holding myself up in like a really uncomfortable way. And it was just completely causing me to feel depressed. And I completely healed my body through Pilates. So I'm just so grateful for it. And that's why I just want to really share the message of how transformative and healing Pilates is for everyone, really, whether it's something you do every day or something you add into your current routine. I just think it's just incredible.
And for a lot of people, again, neatly bringing us on to your next category, it forms the basis of their self-care routine, because thanks to people like you, it's something we can do at home. You don't necessarily need lots of equipment, things like that. And most of us are lucky enough to have the free space for a mat. And sometimes that's all you need, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. It's so important to find something that I think you can stay consistent with. So whether you're a mum with three kids at home running around trying to juggle everything, you know, you can hopefully give yourself 15 minutes in the morning on, as you say, even kind of whilst you're doing the breakfast, you could do a standing series, or whether you're in the office, you could do something at lunchtime or whatever. I think as long as you can be consistent with something, it can completely change your wellness routine and your life. So hopefully the app helps.
Definitely. And what other practices are you pretty consistent with, or do you kind of ritualize with a means to kind of owning that self-care time for yourself and winding down and relaxing?
Yeah, so I am all about a ritual routine. My friends think I'm mental because this is all I talk about. So I have a very strict morning routine that, as I say, when I'm in London, I do this pretty much every single morning. So I would wake up, I'll take my probiotics, I will make a matcha. And that's kind of how I love the whole ritual of making the matcha, the practice behind just, you know, like making it from scratch using the whisk. And I have this special kettle that, you know, does the right temperature for the matcha. All those kind of things, it all comes back to the ritual. And I will meditate or do breath work. I will journal. I'm really, really obsessed with the power of visualization and journaling. It's really changed my life and kind of structured my thoughts, my day, my week, you know, planning ahead. So journaling is a big one for me. Obviously Pilates, I will then do a sauna and an ice bath, and then I'm ready for the day. So it is quite an intense morning routine, but I've got it down to a T. I wake up very early. So yeah, I get into the office. I still get in very early. I was in the office this morning at 8. So I still get it all in, but I mean, I don't have children. So that would probably all go out the window when I have kids one day.
So wait, what time do you wake up today then to fit that all in and still get into the office for 8?
So today I woke up at about 5:45.
Okay. Not as bad as I thought you were going to say like 4.
No. Oh my God. I think anything before 5:30 is kind of like the only thing I'm getting up for at that time is holiday.
Yes, absolutely. So,
that's not a very social time, I don't think, but I love the power of like a calm, quiet morning, I really think can just change your day. But obviously not everyone wants to wake up that early. Not everyone's a morning person. But I think if you can just set your alarm a little bit early so that you're not rushing, even if you don't want to do Pilates, you don't want to do all these things, but if you just want to have a slower morning where you're not rushing, you're not late, it really sets you up in a different way. I'm all about a routine.
And then how much does skincare play into that routine? That's your next category. Again, we're neatly moving on to it. Talk me through the products you love and the best tips you've come across along the way.
I actually suffered with acne, as I just kind of briefly touched on. So I feel like a bit of a skincare expert because I've tried so many different things through sheer desperation. So I, at the moment, use a Barbara Stem cleanser. I use Barbara Stem enzyme cleanser. I have an Augustinus Barda serum that I love. I have an Augustinus Barda eye cream that I love, but I mean, I'm kind of open to changing the eye creams. Whatever eye cream I kind of have out there, I'm not so specific on that. I also have Obagi vitamin C serum. That's really helped because I get pigmentation on my face. So the vitamin C serum really helped that. And just kind of simplifying it, I was using like incredibly strong acids and actives and things like that. And what I realized is that I was actually damaging my skin's microbiome and just kind of sending it into disarray, basically. I found for me that less is more for sure in skincare. I also ice roll. That's another part of my morning routine that I've forgotten to say. I ice roll every morning. I have this ice roller from the Skinny Confidential. I don't know if you know that pod. They have a podcast, actually. And I have an ice roller that I keep in the freezer, and I do that every morning. And I swear, my jaw just looks way more, defined. Yeah. And my eyes, you know, if you haven't slept or whatever, it just wakes you up. So that's really helped. I think that's also helped the inflammation from any kind of like hormonal spots or anything like that. And SPF is just a must. Like I really wouldn't leave the house without SPF on my face every day. I use a La Roche-Posay. I've actually swapped to a La Roche-Posay tinted SPF, which, because I heard that the tinted ones protect you more than the non-tinted. And so I tried it out, and my pigmentation, obviously I've been away a lot this summer. Normally I would be covered in pigmentation, and it is 60% less, I'd say, than what it would normally. Yeah, it's really, really helped. So if you're ever suffering with, or even if you've, you know, got oilier skin, it's really light. So I love that one. It's SPF 50. And obviously I go and do my microneedling, as I mentioned, with Pandora. So yeah, I think definitely less is more.
Amazing. That's a very
solid
routine.
Even though that sounds a lot.
No, it's all quality. And I'm a huge fan of the La Roche-Posay SPFs as well. I use the Ultimmune 400. Every single day, come rain or shine, she says, as it's grey and miserable outside in London.
I know.
It keeps me protected. Yeah, it's very lightweight. I think it's the newest of their formulations. It's really, really good. As for makeup, I'm looking at you and you are like everything you could want from a sun-kissed makeup look. And
oh, you know, that's so nice. Thank you.
So talk to me, Bryony, about what is on your face right now, because I need to know. And what are your biggest makeup tips?
Okay, so we were just actually talking about this in the office. I've just recently discovered that it's brand new, the Hourglass. I think it's called the Veil. It's their new cream that's kind of, I think they just call it the Veil.
It's in the white tube with the gold lid.
Hang on, do you know what? I'm just going to get my makeup bag so then you can get
I love this. I love a visual.
It is Hourglass Veil Hydrating Skin Tint, which yes, is pretty much exactly what it is. It goes on so natural and it's super hydrating. So I've been in the sunshine a lot. It just feels like you could wear this on the beach and no one would think you have anything on. And
actually, that's so great.
boyfriend, he said to me the other day, and I always find like if your boyfriend just tells you, don't they, that how it is, he said, oh, your skin looks really nice. Like it looks like you've not really got any makeup on. So that's a good one. And I use number 7.
And do you know what? That's only come out recently. And in the space of it coming out, I've seen Hailey Bieber post about it on TikTok.
Yes.
I've had another guest on this podcast mention it. And we held a Grazia Beauty Club event with the amazing Sam Chapman. And she spoke about it too. So guys, this is a moment. It's having a moment, clearly.
I swear to you, I've never tried anything on my skin like it. So yeah, go and buy it. Number 7 is a really nice color. And what else do I use? I love the Huda Beauty Banana Bread Baking Setting Powder. Really, really good. And it smells so good. I love a nice smelling product.
Yes.
I use, actually recently just discovered the Summer Friday Sticks.
Yes, they won a Grazia Beauty Award, actually. The blush
Did
sticks.
They?
Yes.
Yes, so I use Heatwave, which is this really nice, I don't know if you know Mary Phillips, but I'm obsessed with her.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so I use Heatwave, Summer Fridays, blush stick in, it's blush balm stick in Heatwave, because that kind of gives the blushy Mary Phillips vibe look. I also use Warm Desert, which is a bit more browny peachy, but it looks really nice with the other one. What else do I use? I just said I've gone for a minimal look, but
no, I love this. Keep going.
And I use the contour wand from Charlotte Tilbury. Amazing, the bronzer. I love Refi brow products. Incredible. The brow pencil plus the gel is amazing. Jess has just created the best brand. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's killed it.
The other product worth all the hype is Rode Peptide Lip Treatment.
Yeah, and I can see your lips are glossy and nourished and glazed, should I say, right now as well.
Thank you. Well, that is all this. And I use it with Charlotte Tilbury's liner, which is the Hot Gossip. So I put that around my, I overline my lips and I kind of then like smudge it all in with my finger and then I put this on.
Yes.
And then what am I, Rare Beauty Highlighter is incredible.
Gorgeous.
Dior powder highlighter, I love. And I would say those are, this is like a bit more of a random one, but so, so good. I've been using it for years. The Trini, I've been using it so much you can't even see what shade it is. The Trini eyeshadow gels, creams are incredible.
So
really
good.
Really good.
You've got some great cult classics in there, Bryony. I'm very, very impressed.
Thank you so much. I that's good that I had it here because I would never have remembered.
Oh, absolutely. And I would happily swap makeup bags with you, and that says a lot. So
Oh, thank you.
Amazing. Well, we're coming towards the end of your categories, but obviously, as every loyal listener knows, I have to ask you about your biggest beauty blunder to date, the kind of biggest beauty mistake. Maybe sounds too harsh, but yeah, something that still makes you giggle today, maybe.
Well, I mean, the one that really stands, I've had a few, but the one that really stands out, which I feel like is quite a popular one, is over-plucking eyebrows. Like, I now love a bushy brow. Like, I will do anything to make my brows grow. I put castor oil on them and all sorts. And I used to have the thinnest, darkest, like, biro pen eyebrows. So that was a shocker. Also, I used to put so much thick, not thick, it was like, it wasn't actually too thick, but it was dark eyeliner. It was like a thin line of dark eyeliner under my eyes. I don't really know what was going on there. Yeah, just when I was much, much younger using sunbeds. That is a big, big no-no.
Absolutely. Well, I guess we can, certainly their eyebrows and the liner, I feel, We've all been through that. It kind of went together with that, what was it, the Maybelline Dream Matte Mousse foundation that everybody had.
Yes.
It was that era.
Do you know what? I never actually used that. And I don't know why, because normally I'll try everything. But I remember my friends all having the Dream Matte Mousse in school.
It was a moment, guys. It was a moment. Well, it's been gorgeous talking all things beauty with you, Bryony. Thank you so much for joining me again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beauty Life Lessons from Grazia with me, Annie Vischer. Please keep listening for more episodes and listen back to previous episodes for some amazing guests sharing their top beauty tips. And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. It really does make the difference to people finding us. See you next time. And thanks again to Schwarzkopf for supporting this episode. With 125 years in the hair industry, they want to inspire and enable you to unleash the power of hair to tell your story. Take Schwarzkopf's Keratin Hairspray, for example, a stronghold spray that not only delivers unbeatable hold, it's an updo essential, but boosts your hair's shine with every wear too. Then the Schwarzkopf's Vitamin B5 Hairspray, a go-to for volume and lift, and Schwarzkopf's Ceramide Hairspray, which provides the perfect balance between strength and suppleness. Talk about multitaskers.
I am proud of my hair and I'm proud of myself.